In summer evenings, the air temperature in cities can get several degrees hotter than in the surrounding countryside. Scientists call this effect on urban areas an urban heat island. Atlanta has one, and it's growing, keeping pace with the city's urban and residential development. To give hope in the heat, people and organizations are working on ways of cooling their neighborhoods. Lucy Griggs is with Cool Communities, a group that promotes ways of dampening the effects of an urban heat island, including simple ways like shade trees.
Everything you needed to know about urban heat islands you learned when you were in kindergarten. Say you're barefoot, you're walking to the pool. You're walking on hot, black parking lot. So you run across the parking lot until you get under the shade tree because it's cooler there and your feet aren't burning.
Outside Atlanta's baseball stadium on a mild summer day, Cheryl Kortmeyer uses an infrared heat gun to measure the temperature of the parking lot.
Let's just say you would not want to walk barefooted on this parking lot right now. It's probably a comfortable temperature, maybe for a hot tub.
Kortmeyer works for the group that helped plant these red oak trees in the parking lot at Turner Field.
The temperature again in the shade is 110 degrees. And let's check out here in the sun, just right next to it, 131 degrees. So we're showing a 21 degree difference here.
For years, NASA has been studying Atlanta and measuring the effects of the city's urban heat island. The scientist in charge of the project is Dale Quattrocchi, a senior research scientist with NASA at the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama.
An urban heat island is really a formation caused by a dome of elevated air that forms over a city because of the fact that we have replaced things like trees and vegetation with asphalt and concrete and with clear skies. When you have very intense solar radiation upon the city, the surfaces heat up and basically they store solar energy and they re-release it later on at night as long wave energy or energy we can actually feel. And ultimately what we're finding is that the urban heat island can raise ambient air temperatures anywhere from 2 degrees to 5, 6 or even 10 degrees warmer than the surrounding rural countryside.
While trees are one way to cool a city, using a different kind of pavement is another. Used on low-impact surfaces like driveways and parking lots, pervious concrete is a newer type of paving option.
Pervious concrete pavement is a regular concrete mix made without any sand or fine materials, and it's designed to allow water to percolate through the material.
Gordon Kenna is the executive director of the Georgia Concrete and Products Association.
So there's the water pouring on the pervious pavement, and it just comes right out the bottom.
One of pervious concrete's main advantages is linked to that ability to drain quickly. It reduces stormwater runoff and reduces flooding, and the water that's taken into nearby streams is much cleaner and cooler. The reason for Atlanta's urban heat island is because of the development that's happened in the city over the last 20 years. But that doesn't mean smaller cities are cool. In fact, nearly every city has an urban heat island. Once again, Dale Quattrocchi.
We have Atlanta with a very large urban heat island, or Houston, or Los Angeles, or even smaller cities. There is still going to be an urban heat island effect, regardless of how small a city is. And so ultimately what we're seeing is that despite the fact that you may live in a relatively small town, you still must be cognizant of the fact that you can impact your own backyard.
And in Atlanta, that can be done by putting down pervious surfaces and planting trees. For Soundprint, I'm David Baraswain.